There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. How you doing out there? You know, the nooks and crannies across America. A little bit of an earthquake thanks to Bo Bergdahl. The Army decided to charge Bergdahl with desertion and misbehavior over his capture by the Taliban. And it reinforces the standards that are expected. That's what retired Air Force General Michael Hayden had to say about it. He isn't the only one who chimed in. Former House Intelligence Chair Pete Hoekstra said that the charges were all about maintaining the discipline, the morale, and the integrity of the forces. So he's got the charges hanging over his head now at this point, formally charged with desertion with intent to shirk important or hazardous duty and misbehavior before the enemy by endangering the safety of a command unit or place. That's the official charges. The desertion charge carries a maximum prison term of 5 years. Misbehavior, that count, has a maximum penalty of life in prison. The charges also carry a number of other potential punishments. So, you know, let's sweep it all up here into this little nest for you. It includes a dishonorable discharge, that makes sense. Reduction in rank to private, that makes sense. Forfeiture, get rid of all pay. So forget the benefits of the VA. Bergdahl's parents, who live in Haley, Idaho, were treated to lots of reporters calling and knocking on their door to get a reaction. They declined to have any kind of a comment about this. The Army scheduled an Article 32 investigation hearing on April 22nd to determine whether there was sufficient evidence to proceed with a court-martial. It's very similar to a civil grand jury proceeding, if you were wondering it. We've talked about it before on the air. And it would happen at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio. That's where he is. He's an administrative assistant position, if you will, at the base. But some of what happened to him in captivity is sad, unbelievable, and fills you up. However, walking away, is it your head can't stand it anymore and you walk away? But what if everybody else were to do that, and people were killed as a result of searching for him? He disappeared back in June of 2009 from his combat outpost in eastern Afghanistan. And boom, the Taliban, they're not stupid. He's bait. They swooped in immediately and got him. He left one morning after guard duty, left his gun, ammunition, body armor, just left. Six people in his platoon were killed during searches in the days and weeks after he disappeared. Six. Six. Any is too many. Any is too many for that. And then you had the exchange, the five out of Guantanamo for Bergdahl, and the rest, of course, is history. I think it was the right thing to do. Charge him, go through the process. Let's see what happens after the military proceeding. You might be on the same page or disagree. He deserted. He walked away. You can't have that happen with other people. It's sad. War is hell. Heads get messed up, and it's awful. That's why the decision to do things like go into Afghanistan and stay there 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 have an effect on, a profound effect on so many lives, and which is why I think it should be examined again and again as to what we are doing in the shifty sands of the Middle East, because so many pay the price. Talk to the families of the six who were killed. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You can flip me an email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Jack is listening to us down under. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. Now, before I get on to the Bo Bergdahl thing, such interesting ophthalmic pictures that you posted on Facebook. So that's what it looks like inside the head of a one-eyed Philly supporter.
I thought that was a very clever comment, by the way. I should have responded to it. For people who are listening and have no idea, this is why you need to go to my Facebook. I went to the eye doctor and was fascinated by the eye pictures. You know how they take the picture of your eye, and I know many of you can relate to that. I've had like Wonder Woman vision where I could practically see to the other side of the country, and suddenly I now have what all of you have, where you have to wear contacts. And as Jack is referring to, the doctor gave me the pictures of it, and they look like giant blood moons. It's really crazy, isn't it, Jack?
There's a lot of empty space in there.
Thank you. Nice. Da-da-da. That's why I like you.
Now, getting on to the Bo Bergdahl thing, and having been in the military myself and been on the receiving end of military justice for some of my antics when I was in uniform, most of it deserved, mostly because I saw myself pretty much as Bill Murray in Stripes. My mouth got me in pretty much trouble from day one. And I pulled a lot of the gags that they'd used in Stripes, and they got the same result. But now, when it comes to a court-martial, usually for an enlisted person, once the charges have been laid, then you normally, and I've checked around with a few of my U.S. military contacts to make sure it's the same as it was under the Australian military system, which was based on the U.S. Universal Military Code, and for an enlisted personnel, usually for it's the charges are heard within 90 days. So I'm wondering how they could possibly drag that out. Now, for a high profile flag officer, say a lieutenant colonel and higher, or the equivalent, what would that be? A commander in the Navy.
Yeah.
I'm not up on my Navy ranks. After all, I was Army and proud to be lean and green. But
I like that.
Yes, the rivalry between the services is still alive and well. But, unless it was a flag officer, a lieutenant colonel or higher or the equivalent in the other services, there's usually that 90-day period because, a flag officer has all sorts of congressional permissions that went in place for their promotion with being a commissioned officer. Those commissions come from the Congress or the Parliament as it is in Australia. So they're more of a high profile thing and they tend to drag those out a little bit more. So I'm not sure how they can drag out the court martial for Bo Bergdahl, till the end, dragging
to
out
2017.
A soldier under arrest is the term. His rank will be soldier under arrest until he's court-martialed and the outcome of that. And then he'll be either a soldier under sentence or, he'll be found in, no case to answer to and restored to the rank of sergeant. But, for that to... there's no way that I could really drag that out for that long.
Yeah, see, that's what I think, too. But my source, Jack at the Pentagon, said they can find ways to try and do that with evidence and procedures. But, boy, then that's not going through the process, and that would be anti to what the military, as you say, normally would do. Thanks for the call, Jack. Stay with us, everybody.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This next song is about us.
Here is the tale of the boy standing in front of you. Not one word is exaggerated, entirely true.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Boy, once again, the mailbag is full, 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 baby.
You have mail, mistress.
So let's start with the most popular topic for all of you. And you know what the most popular topic was? The most popular topic, no surprise, was the news that broke about the Army charging Bo Bergdahl with desertion and misbehavior. Now, this has really taken a long time. In fact, almost a year. I mean, if we had hit June, it would have been a year. But this is it. It's official. The debate is over, except for on whether or not the president paid way too high of a price to secure his release from the Taliban. I'm going to give you my answer right at the top. Absolutely, yes. 5-1, especially knowing now these details. And this one comes to us from Don, who says, Kate, I told you Bergdahl gets hit with desertion. I know you thought the same thing was going to happen. It sure took him a long time. But you cannot not charge him, given what so many others sacrifice while they're serving in Afghanistan or like they did in Iraq. It just wouldn't be right. Yeah, the details, he went missing 2009, right? He could face life imprisonment for the other charge, which is misbehavior before the enemy. And they say that, or at least that was some of the stories, the suggestion was, hey, some soldiers died because they were looking for him. And that's, I mean, that's just brutal. If since he deserted his post, and that's what they're talking about. And there's been a long argument about the was it too much to make that trade for him, and the soldiers who accused him of walking off the job and then putting their lives in danger. So, you know, one of the five men released from Gitmo attempted to return to his nefarious ways, his militant activity, if you will, his extremism, by getting in touch with former associates that he hung out with. And that's what's scary. If one of the five ended up blowing something up in the United States, God forbid, or doing something else, oh, the Taliban five, there would be no end to that debate. No end. This one from Lindsay, who says, Kate, this Bergdahl thing is not a mystery. I think that it was simply one of those cases, and maybe he was nutty from the things that he saw, or who knows what went on. But the fact that others went to look for him and risked their lives, and he went AOL, deserted, and then we end up with an exchange. Congress doesn't sign off on it. I really believe the military did the right thing by slapping him with charges of desertion and misbehavior. That was the right thing to do. I mean, absolutely, that was the right thing to do. All right, we move on to, and there were a lot of others that commented on that too, but let's move on to something else. And this one is from Joe, listening to us in Illinois. He says, hey girl, I listen to you all the time, except for on my off days. The Loretta Lynch delay, I think, has to do with the fact that she is Eric Holder, maybe light, or she agrees with some things that those that would approve her just can't stomach. So they're dragging it out a little bit longer. I've been seeing some headlines about whether or not the whole race thing plays into this. I don't know that I would believe that, but it sure has been a long time. And I think the reason why is because of the feeling that there's an exchange of one for the other that's practically the same, and the backup of President Obama's executive actions. All right, good comment there on the executive actions. To me, that's what I think really sticks in the craw of these Republican senators who aren't saying, okay, we're done with this. It has been almost 140 days, and now what's happening is the White House is getting pummeled with questions. Josh Earnest was asked over and over and over and over again whether Republicans are delaying that vote because of race, and he's just saying no. He's just dodging that. And I don't, you know, I don't really think it is that. I don't. I think it's what I said. I think it's that executive action deal, because that was one of the first things that she talked about, that she said when she was asked that question. And to me, that's the reason why. I really think that's what it is. I mean, you have Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, the Democrat from Missouri, who's saying that, and he's putting the race into this, he's saying that failing to confirm her is another sign that race relations haven't improved. But, you know, Mitch McConnell and so many others are saying, no, 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 race is not a factor. No, 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 no. And he in fact, is saying that he won't allow a vote on Lynch until the Senate can pass a human trafficking bill, which was stalled because of the dispute over the abortion language. So there's a problem, you know, with that. And she would be, I mean, Loretta Lynch is the first African-American woman to be nominated attorney general. But, I mean, in my heart of hearts, in my gut, I'm just saying this, I don't really think this is it. I don't. I mean, I would say, honestly, do I think this is part of it? No, 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 no. I think it goes back to the executive action thing. I really, really do. But it's a good thing to throw out, because then it's divisive, and then here we go again. It's one thing to say that when you really think it's happening, but I don't think that. I really don't. I mean, even the president was asked about this. The Huffington Post did a thing with him in an interview, and he was asked about what's taking so long, and he said, I don't know about that, because he was asked about, was race a factor? He said, what I do know is she is eminently qualified. Nobody denies it. Even the Republicans acknowledge she's done a great job as a prosecutor. So, you know, Lynch, if she is confirmed, replaces Holder. We already said that a zillion times. And, you know, I can't guess as to other things, only things that I know from people in the House and the Senate, because, you know, they're looking at rumors on the other side. And I just think it's a battle over something not so connected. And it could be, let's just hold up the nominee. Hey, we don't like what's going on, let's hold up the nominee. All right, let's hit a couple of others. This one from Katie, who says, thumbs up to Cruz, Senator Cruz, being the first one to run. Kate, I was listening the other day, and thanks to you, I heard what he had to say. And I think that he was smart to jump on this fast, knowing that he's behind in the polls, he has to play catch-up, and he probably will be able to do that rather quickly, as there are so many people that are interested in Cruz. It also gets him more airtime. He gets to own the lane a little bit by himself, even if it is rather early. So I say to him, bravo for making the decision to jump into the fray. I'm not even sure if I would vote for him if I, you know, if I had ultimately, you know, in the primaries to make the decision. It depends on who else is there. But I don't dislike him, so he hasn't really lost my vote. I guess I'm waiting to see, this is the way to put it, if he will win my vote. All right, there you go. Somebody who's kind of looking at the issues, looking at who else is, you know, who else could possibly officially run and then make those decisions from there. Here's one. This one is from Paul, who says, hi, Kate. Listen to the show. Like it. Love the dumb things. I think I'm going to try to throw in my dumb things at one point when I can actually admit to them. It's pretty hard to say you did something dumb, even though you're right. Every single day, we all do something dumb. I just wanted to put a plug in for this. You also do the whole movie thing, and you mentioned over and over again, and you had Jim DeFelice on. You made me actually go out and buy the book, American Sniper, great interview. And I have to tell you that the movie I just saw, I have had no time to go to movies, and I just saw American Sniper, and it was fabulous. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your direction and going to see it. I don't understand what all the fuss was about. I think that Bradley Cooper did a darn good job, and he deserved to be nominated for all the awards he was nominated for. But more importantly, the story of Chris Kyle, and I think just the feeling to feel like you got inside of what it must have been like to be any of those guys was phenomenal. Bravo to Clint Eastwood for the job that he did as well. Oh, yeah. I mean, I went to see it in, gosh, it must have been, I guess it was January when it came out. And I liked it. I didn't understand the controversy either. Oh, glorifying him. And, oh, what about these things? I thought it was a good movie. I think the story's well done. I mean, listen, he sacrificed. He went over and protected a lot of Marines, frankly, who had to kick in doors, which is what we were doing. So he was doing what he was paid by the military to do, and he, frankly, I'm sure, saved lives because he was so good at it. All right, on that note, the mailbag is a wrap. If you want to send me something, you can always do it 24/7, americatonight.net.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel.
He's one of my favorite all-time guests on America Tonight. He adds so much to the show. And you like him. Every time Brandon Lang is on the show, I always hear from you. You always talk about how he kibitzes with me, and he's funny, and he's off the cuff. And he has great information, and that's the key thing. He has great information. If you go to BrandonLang.com, he is the man. We are in the tournament, deep into March Madness. We now have our Sweet 16. Brandon, good to have you back on.
Jay Delaney just chilling out at snaz75.com. She bought the over-the-knee 6-inch heel black suede leather boots. So make sure you stop on by and see those boots Kate bought. And they're sweet, just like the Sweet 16. What's up? I've been on since the Super Bowl, I don't think.
No, it's been a long time. And I know this is another... this is another point of the year that you really enjoy, and so many people are trying to look for to zig and zag in whatever direction and look for value, and you're all about this. How's the tournament been so far for you?
I got three of my four left in the final four. I did my bracket on Monday, and all my handicappers at BrandonLang.com did a bracket as well, but we had to get the bracket posted on Monday. So I really didn't have a chance to handicap or really look at it. I kind of rushed it a little bit. But I had Michigan State going to the Final Four, which was surprising to a lot of people, Arizona, Kentucky. And then on Wednesday when I did a lot of radio shows, I said if I could change one of them, I would change Gonzaga to go to the Final Four rather than Iowa State. So had I been able to do that, I would be set an unbelievable, not bitten by the Iowa State upset, but I think the Michigan State call was pretty darn good. And then at BrandonLang.com, my best bet on Saturday was NC State plus points over Villanova. They knocked off the number one seed. So things are going really, really well. Not so well tonight with Murray State plus 2.5. Gives up a 3 at the buzzer to lose by 3. So Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I had a little glass of wine here at the house, but the dogs around me, and it's Kate Delaney on a Wednesday night. What's better than that?
All right, so Michigan State, having to talk about Michigan State and Tom Izzo and this team, I mean, the Spartans, what, they held Virginia under 30% from the field in the round of 32. That's a crazy stat. But
yeah.
do they have the offense?
Oh, God, yeah. They need to score when they score. But a funny Michigan State story. How much time do we have? We have as much time.
You got it. Yeah, we got time.
All right, so a kid to look out for next year is a kid I went to high school with, probably the best high school athlete ever to come out of Midland High School, Midland, Michigan. He's got a name of Rob McQuaid. Bo Schembechler and Woody Hayes both wanted him for football, All-American running back, white guy, 6'4". And Rob's like, listen, Bo Schembechler was like, I want you to play defensive back. Rob's like, I'm not playing defensive back. I'm playing running back. And so Bo said, well, that's not going to happen. Rob says, fine. So he took a full-ride scholarship to Central Michigan to play basketball, same school Dan Marley went to. And then, of course, Rob graduates and ends up becoming the golf coach at Duncanville High School in Texas. Well, remember the name McQuaid. Because Rob's youngest son, 6'5" swingman shooter out of Texas, top 40 high school senior right now, full ride scholarship to play with Tom Izzo at Michigan State. So we'll be talking about Matty McQuaid next year playing for the Spartans. So good draw for Michigan State. Villanova getting knocked off. They match up well with either the NC State Louisville winner. I think Oklahoma will play them tough. But I have Michigan State going to the Final Four, and I see nothing now that it's fallen the way it's fallen from that not happening.
So we look at that. You see them in the Final Four. How about Kentucky? I mean, is this a team of fate that people are talking about? Is it theirs to lose, that they're just so on fire that nobody can get in their way?
Oh, fate. I wouldn't call it fate. I think the chips are stacked against them. I mean, you think about this. Indiana did it in 1976. UNLV beat every single opponent they played by double digits, with exception to their road game at Arkansas with Larry Johnson, Stacey Augman, Anderson Hunt, Greg Anthony, George Ackles, and they got to the Final Four, lost to Duke, not able to do it. Ironically, deja vu. Kentucky's now trying to run the table. They're undefeated. They could go back to the Final Four. And where's the Final Four being held? Indianapolis. Where did Duke beat UNLV?
Indianapolis.
It's deja vu all over again. I took the field against Kentucky. I think it's too much to ask trying to overcome 39 years of history. I'll bet on 39 years rather than Kentucky in this spot.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I didn't think about it that way, but that's interesting. You're right. I mean, if those numbers don't really fall in their favor, that's for sure.
No. And they may get by West Virginia. I think West Virginia plus the 13.5 is a great play. Waiting for them is going to be Arizona, Wisconsin. They match up real well. And as the deja vu moment of the year, Duke pretty much looking to possibly be waiting for them. So once again, Coach K and the voodoo of the you do and my do sends Kentucky home just like they did UNLV.
I love that. When you look at, looking at some other teams, what did you make of Wisconsin, the Badgers this year? And a lot of people were picking the Badgers, frankly, to hit that Final Four.
Well, they've had a great year. It's ironic that last year Wisconsin was a 3-point dog to Arizona. And Arizona is the number one seed. Wisconsin is the number two seed. Wisconsin upset them and ended up working their way to the Final Four. Now, here we are a year later. Wisconsin's the one seed. Arizona's the two seed. They'll probably meet the Elite Eight again, and this time Wisconsin will probably be the small favorite. And this year, just like last year, I'll roll with the underdog, and I'll take Arizona plus what I predict will be a 1.5 to 2.5 number. I just think it's Sean Miller's time to get back to the Final Four, and I'm really impressed with Arizona as I've watched this team all year long, and they're as good as it gets, and people don't realize how good they are because they don't stay up on the East Coast to watch West Coast action.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree with you. You know, a team that's worth at least mentioning, and I don't know if you got any value out of them along the way, is, wow, Notre Dame and the story of Mike Bray and his mom dying right before that last game. That's been an interesting team to watch up to this point, I think.
I'm so glad you asked me about that game. Let me put it in perspective that your listeners can understand. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're Wichita State, and you just got to make love to Naomi Campbell. I mean, you played Kansas. They wouldn't play you for 15 years. They're your in-state rival. Bill Self said you got nothing to gain. I got nothing to gain. We're not going to play you. The excuse he used was, well, I'd rather take my team and my non-conference schedule to places where recruiting's important. It was his way of dodging ever having to play Wichita State. So for 15 years, he dodged them. And then all of a sudden, the committee says, well, you can't dodge them here. Let's put them in the same region. Let's see what happens. And Wichita State plays Kansas and wins perhaps the biggest game in the school history of their rival up the highway. They made love to Naomi Campbell with the win. With the win over Kansas. Now, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to ask them to get right back up and make love to Molly from Mike and Molly in Identity Theft.
Yeah.
It's just not happening. It's just not happening. How are you going to ask this team to get, unless they got a pound of Viagra and they're ready to roll, it's just not going to happen. Think about this. You ask anybody across the country, what do people consider to be the strongest conference in college basketball? The ACC.
Absolutely. ACC,
hands down. Okay, so the ACC. And you're telling me a team out of the Missouri Valley Conference that didn't even win their conference tournament, that lost to Illinois State in their conference tournament, is going to be a team like Notre Dame, who won their ACC conference tournament, who's 31-5, who beat Duke, who beat North Carolina, who beat Miami of Florida, who's in the NIT semifinals. And the public has bet Wichita State to a 2-point favorite because what? They saw them beat Kansas, and people think Kansas is this great team, and Notre Dame struggled in their two tournament games. If you look a little closely, those teams were much better than people think. Let me explain something to you about Notre Dame. They have senior leadership. They have five multiple scores. They have two inside post presence. And as well as Wichita State matched up against Kansas, is as poorly as they match up with Notre Dame. And listen, well, Lane, what are you talking about? let me refresh your memory. Last Sunday, Northern Iowa, the Missouri Valley Conference champions, the Missouri Valley Tournament champions, was playing Louisville out of the ACC. And Northern Iowa was a 2.5-point favorite over the Power Conference, and Louisville dominated them wire to wire. It's been a great run for Wichita State. It's been a great story. Enjoy the win over Kansas, but I don't care if you got a pound of Viagra. You ain't getting it up from Molly, from Mike and Molly. I don't care who you are.
Yo, you crack me up. All right, so, boy, some great information in there. Awesome nuggets. BrandonLang.com. Head there fast. Brandon, enjoy the rest of your night. Terrific stuff.
Just remember one thing. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
For you, just when you get off work, go to snaz75.com and look around. I think you'll find some things you like.
I love it, Brandon. Thank you. You're hilarious. Talk to you soon.
All right, Kate. Thanks, baby.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. While my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Couple turns here for America Tonight, this version anyway. Quick reminder, you can always send me your thoughts. We hit the mailbag in this hour, americatonight.net. You go there, Facebook, Twitter, 140 character world, that's how you connect with us. There are so many ridiculous ways to connect on social media these days, isn't there? Every day there's something new. Snapchat. Something the other day that I was looking at, and I thought it was actually pretty interesting, but Meerkat, where you can stream things live onto, right there onto your Twitter. So nothing is secret or sacred anymore. you can just feed your life right down the line, all with a click of a button. That's it. And who knows what they get on the other side. Okay, on that note, always fun to invite Nathan Reeder into the Lion's Den for another version of Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
Hi, Nathan. How are you?
Hi, Kate. I'm great.
You're great?
Whoa! I know, sometimes I'm slower than that.
It works. Good, great, all of that is all good. It's all good. It's worth it.
That's nice.
That's nice. I was searching for words, trying to find those perfect words. Okay, speaking of searching for words, you have to love this football coach that says, I'm not worth the $5 million salary. It's Jim Harbaugh. And he was plucked out of coaching in the pros for San Francisco, and now he's back with his alma mater college program, Michigan. Nathan, $5 million. $5 million, which is crazy. He gets a 7-year deal. It's five a year with a $2 million signing bonus. And he says, oh, it's embarrassing. It's, you know, I make a buck like the next guy, but I'm not doing five times as much work as somebody else or doing more work than someone that's not the head football coach at the University of Michigan. So I have to say I'm not worth $5 million. What do you think about that? I think it's honest.
I think it's very humble, and that's refreshing.
It is, because it is a lot of ridiculous money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a lot. You get a $2 million signing bonus. You haven't even coached Michigan. And sure, you have a reputation and you're a good coach and all of that, but that is a lot of money for a university to shell out. And remember, the tuition just keeps going up, and people are struggling to pay their tuition to get their edumacation. So, you know.
Maybe they could go play for EA Games or something like that.
EA Games.
Make the money back off of the shoulders.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's what they could do. How about that? All right, so you say bingo for that? What do you say?
I say kind of bingo, but also a little fruits and nuts, because that's not the average way of taking someone saying, hey, you get this much money. So that's nice, but still weird.
Yeah, it's still weird. I say the same thing. Bingo-ish. I mean, good for him for saying that, you know, being asked that question. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. How about this? McDonald's trying to explain to us how they have some pretty good nutritional foods. You're exhausted. You're on the road. You see the Golden Arches. You know you shouldn't eat it, but, you know, you've seen the show about the French fries that could stand up on their own. But, you know, you're starving. It doesn't matter. Who cares? You're going to eat it. But now they're talking about, these nutritionists are talking about carbs and could they be healthy for you. So if you make a pit stop at McDonald's, is that kind of fast food okay? And, of course, when they say when you can order grilled instead of fried, do that. Eat something with protein. But if you look at McDonald's, you know, you're better equipped when you go there if you're making choices to get, like, the nuggets and to stay away from the French fries and to get the, you know, burritos if that's what you want to get, and or swap out the burger for a side salad with low-fat vinaigrette. I mean, give me a break. You think that really people are choosing that? Nathan, people are not choosing that very often. I don't know how many salads that they sell, but fries and those burgers, are you kidding? I see people that can barely get through the drive-thru before they have the burger in their face.
Well, I got to tell you, I know that if I'm getting cut off or about run off the road in the little turnoff I got to make to get to work here, those people are going to McDonald's, and they are almost every single time. So, yeah, there's a lot of sugar in that stuff, probably even in those salads. But I have been stuck on tour where the only restaurant for the whole of 50 miles is one McDonald's. And it was real nice to have different options there. But, you know, if I could have eaten somewhere else with similar options, I would have made the decision. So it's nice if you get stuck there and that's what you're eating. But yeah, absolutely, you're right. People aren't going there to say, oh my goodness, I can't wait to try this McDonald's salad and share how good it was with all of my friends. That is probably not
Yeah, don't sell us the nutrition aspect. I think McDonald's is better stick in their lane and just sell what you sell. If you want to tweak the food and offer some healthy choices, great. But don't try to convince us that you are super healthy
by
eating at McDonald's.
They're just doing PR control, really.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
PsyOps,
shred it.
Baby. PsyOps.
Exactly. Shred it. Come on,
agreed.
Give me a break. I have a funny story about that where you say where you've been, there's only one place on the road. I was in Northern California. It's a long story. I'll just cut to the chase. And I was doing a radio promotion where I said if the Texas Rangers, whoever they lost to in their division, I would ride a bicycle to that city. So I rode a bicycle from Dallas to Seattle. Now, the trick is that, you know, you have to take breaks and you have a truck and all that kind of stuff. Because you have to take breaks. You have to have people following you and all that. And so we finally get in the mountains as we're going towards Seattle. And Nathan, there is nothing to eat. There's a McDonald's and it is closing and we are banging on the window. Give us anything. And those kids were so awesome. They didn't charge us anything because, of course, this was food they were going to throw away. And they just gave us everything that they had that they were going to chuck.
Yep.
Isn't that cool?
Yep.
I thought that was great. We have one more and you'll love this. Okay, they say that a man's memory is worse than the female's memory because your brains are smaller. Did you know your brain was smaller? The Mayo Clinic did a bunch of studies, and they say that men have worse memories because because of the brain size and all that. They studied a whole bunch of people cognitively between the ages of 30 and 95, and they found that memory started to decline for both sexes at age 30. Ooh. And then the male memory was worse than the female overall, especially after age 40.
Long-term memory or forming new short memories?
Short-term
memories.
Yeah.
With the arguments I've had with women throughout my life, I know that they remember a lot more than I do. I know that.
Right. Don't you remember you said that?
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you remember? The worst, isn't it? Sometimes it's better to just agree and move away from whatever the argument is instead of constantly being sucked back into that vacuum.
Sure.
You say, yeah, that sounds terrific. You are absolutely right.
Oh.
That's what men, you need to learn this. That's terrific. Absolutely. You are absolutely right. And then just shut it down, especially if it doesn't matter. If it's a not matter argument, who cares?
Well, shut it down nicely, okay? Don't let on that that's what's happening.
No, it's a trick. It's trickery.
Oh, my God. Then it's trickery on both sides.
It is trickery. So, you know, smaller brains, guys have smaller brains. Bingo.
I have to say, sorry, guys. Bingo.
Woo, I love it. This is the best fruits and nuts, at least how we finish, that we've ever done. Thank you, Nathan Reeder.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.